A new kitchen has been launched in the heart of Sydney to give Indigenous Australians a chance to make a name for themselves in the culinary industry. Seven successful Indigenous foodies took part in the first Skills for Success program run by the National Indigenous Culinary Institute this morning, with the hope of one day running their own kitchen. The initiative, backed by both government and business, is an effort to increase training and employment opportunities for Indigenous people across the industry. Tewa Razagi reports.
Okay, you're all coming to me as you want a job as an apprentice chef. I've got my head chef sitting next to me, and I'm sitting here. What are you going to say to me that will impress me enough to say, yes, okay, I'm going to pay you for the next 3 years?
That's restaurant owner Michael McMahon speaking with the first round of successful Indigenous culinary students for the Skills for Success program set up by the National Indigenous Culinary Institute. It's the first day of a two-week course that takes the students through basic cooking skills, OH&S standards, hygienic practices and other industry know-hows. McMahon talked to the students about the business side of the culinary industry and says, like any other industry, you need to be passionate and motivated to be employable.
You can't be a clock watcher. You can't say, I knock off in 5 minutes. It's not like that. You've got to really, really want to do what you're doing, and you've got to want to be there.
For Ebony Woodley, a second-year commercial cookery student, the program will be an opportunity for her to get a foot in the door in the industry.
Have the opportunity to work for some of the most renowned chefs in the country, and I just thought that it's my foot in the door and I'm ready to spread my wings and see how far I can get.
And for Ashley Jarvis, who is another culinary hopeful, this program is a chance to hone her skills that will help her ultimate goal of opening her own restaurant.
I'm hoping to get more experience and just better skills and everything like that, and I'm hoping to become a better chef and better person in the commercial cookery industry.
National Indigenous Culinary Institute coordinator Kane Slater says the program came about when famous foodies came together in an effort to increase opportunities for Indigenous Australians in the culinary industry.
Barry McDonald got together with some of his friends like Neil Perry and Matt Moran. Funny enough, it was over a glass of wine and decided that they wanted to increase the Indigenous chef population because they think there's a very low in there, and they wanted to do something about it.
Slater says the program aims to diversify career paths for Indigenous students.
Look, we're not just here to try and create chefs, we're actually trying to create Indigenous mentors. So even if these students don't, they do their three-year apprenticeship and want to go back to the community, they can actually go back and teach the community something, how to cook or how to use food. But at the same time, they can bring their community or their roots into the city or into these city restaurants.
He encourages anyone who fits the bill to apply for the paid program, which goes on to provide paid apprenticeships with renowned restaurants in Sydney.
So we'll pay them for the two-week skills program, and then we'll pay them for the apprenticeship, and actually a little bit above the actual award for the apprenticeship as well. And then they won't just come out of it cooking with their apprenticeship. They'll have their trade papers, Certificate 3 from William Angus in Commercial Cookery, and actual three different chefs, because they work at three different restaurants, will sign a letter of recommendation.
The National Indigenous Culinary Institute is also drafting the first accredited Bush Tucker course.
William Angus Institute is actually designing a unit right now on bush foods, and it's actually, we're trying to get it registered and accredited to be a national code, and these students will actually do that in their second year. So it'll be the first time it's actually happened in Australia, and the first time it's happened at William Angus.
He says the course will tap into many Indigenous foods that have so far gone unnoticed in the Australian food market.
It goes through all the different types of herbs, obviously Australian animals, but the herbs is the major one, because the herbs really are untapped in Australia. We use a lot of herbs from overseas, but some of the stuff like lemon myrtle and herbs like that just haven't been used, and they're waiting to really to hit the market.
Kane Slater, National Indigenous Culinary Institute Coordinator, finishing that report by Tewa Razagi.